The Gemara raises the following dilemma on Amud Beis. Hamishase kalbo shel chavero bichavero mahu. We have Levi, given person, who incites Reuven's dog against Shimon. So three people involved. Levi, who's not connected to the dog and not connected to the person who gets injured. He just incites somebody else's dog on somebody else. What's the halacha? So we learn the novel approach of Rava, who says the one who incited the dog, which is not the owner, that's what we call Levi, it was only mazik begrama. This is something that is not a direct cause of damage, and therefore he's exempt from paying the injured man, Shimon, who gets bitten by the dog. However, he will be chayav bedine shemaim. He's going to be called in to question on the heavenly court for inciting the dog. But the owner of the dog, who is, in this case, Reuven, he's actually going to be chayav to pay for the damage his dog caused. In this case, it's chatzi nezek, it's half the damage, because it's a tolda, it's a subset of the category called keren. The reason is because he did not guard his dog properly, that shouldn't bite somebody after being provoked. Since he, Reuven, the dog owner, knows full well his dog gets agitated or violent when it's provoked and can bite somebody. So there, it's what we call pshia. It's negligence on the part of the dog owner that he didn't guard his property, his possessions, that it shouldn't cause damage. However, the chiddush of Rava, the novelty of what Rava is saying, is that this halacha is only when the dog bites Reuven. But if the dog would bite Levi, meaning the very person who incited or provoked the dog, bit himself, the dog owner, Reuven, is going to be exempt from paying Levi. Why? Because Levi, the inciter, he damaged himself with his actions. And we learn, kol ha-mishane uba acher v'shinabo, so it's not normative to cause a dog to act against himself. Reuven is going to be exempt. And chav gimel amud beis, we learned inciting a dog is the same as inciting a snake. In this concept, in this context, Rav Spitz, in his Mishpatei HaTorah Baba Kama Siman Lamed Zayin, presents the case of somebody who was breeding snakes. One day, one of the snakes got away from the house. This was not a snake that would cause harm on its own accord, only if provoked, or the snake would feel in danger. So the snake was hiding away in a stairwell in a nearby building, and a resident who's walking in sees the snake, assumed it couldn't harm him. He poked it with a stick in its face. The snake got annoyed, got agitated, and bit the man, requiring the man to go to get treated at a doctor. The man is now suing for damages from the snake owner. So the halacha is, if a snake damages without provocation, we learned in Tesvama Mabez, in the Mishnah, that a snake is Mu'ad La'olam, which means, Tosos there explained, because the Nezek is under Regel, the type of damage is under the category of Regel, and is only accountable in the private domain, since the snake gets some benefit by biting, and the Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamo and Perek Av Lachavav held the owner accountable to pay full damage, like a Keren Mu'edet. The Rambam held it into a different category. However, in this case, when the snake damaged this guy himself, when he provoked it, it was directly because of his negligent behavior that caused it, meaning the snake, to bite him and to cause damage. The snake owner actually is going to be exempt, as we said in the earlier case. There won't even be Dine Shemayim. It won't even be called into question. What could he have done here when usually we say to a person, you should have guarded your snake in this case. You got to guard it better. But here the snake was totally unprovoked. There's no danger over there where the snake would be left alone. It was he, in this case, the person walking by with the stick, he's the one who caused it to himself. It's on the neighbor to actually protect himself based on Menishmartim Ola Nafsho Teichem. Person should be very cautious not to put themselves in a dangerous situation and also protect the animals, as his action would end up being Tsar Balechaim, causing unnecessary harm to creatures of nature.